It's the diagnosis that no one ever wants to receive, but one an estimated 1.3 million people face every year. Breast cancer is the most prevalent cancer in the world, striking women and men of every age and race. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Arizona Spotlight is proud to bring you Voices for the Cure, an opportunity for some of the countless people whose lives have been touched by breast cancer to share stories of courage, love, and hope. Tiana Molina seems like your average 11-year-old. She's very bright, but a little shy, and just starting to make important decisions about the young woman she'll become. It was about a year ago that her mother told her that a close friend was receiving treatment for breast cancer. Like most kids, Tiana had lots of questions about what might happen. But unlike most kids, she decided to find a way to make the situation better. She organized a fundraiser to help women all across Arizona afford the mammography that could save their lives, raising her school's awareness and making a lot of new friends along the way. Here's Tiana talking with her mother, Vedette, about how it all started.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask you, it's just on my mind about on your breast cancer awareness fundraiser that you did last March. What motivated you to do that? Why did you want to do that so badly?
Well, I was sitting on the couch with Dad, and they were all wearing pink, and I thought, why pink? And I asked you, and you said it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then a couple days later, you came home saying that your friend Linda had breast cancer, and I thought, I need to do something about this. It's just hard to watch women suffer.
So it was really heavy on your heart to just, you know, get people aware of, you know, how it doesn't take that much to raise some money so that way we can maybe get other women out there to get checked.
Were you afraid when you heard that your friend had breast cancer?
I was afraid. I was more afraid for her. You know, because I've never had anyone that close to me that was having, you know, difficulty like that. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, she was going to be able to be okay. And then I started thinking about my mom. As you know, Nana had breast cancer and she's been a survivor now for 40 years. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know until after you started doing your fundraiser, I wasn't really sure where that money was going to go. And then you and I found out, huh, that it was going to help women to get, you know, imaging, and that way they can hopefully, you know, not have any problems later on.
We raised almost $1,000.
In just 2 weeks, huh?
In just 2 weeks.
When we talked to the principal, he's the one that told us, you know, get containers, 28 of them, and you and I didn't even know how we were going to do that. Then we went to Sweet Tomatoes, and they gave us all their salad dressing containers, and then you decorated the containers with the labels. And didn't your classmates get, like, so excited because, you know?
Yeah, there's a student from my class who brought in a big vase halfway full of coins. You raised a lot of money.
Yeah, they all wanted to help people out.
Yeah, well, it actually made me feel really excited and happy about all these people who are interested and want to help me with this project. A lot of people were really excited about it, too. It was really neat and fascinating.
Did any of your classmates, like, ask you a little bit more about, you know, the whole thing with breast cancer, or that maybe it would make them aware to talk more about it with their grown-ups in their house or anything like that, too?
Yeah, when I was passing the containers out with a couple of my friends, I went to one teacher, and she told me that she had breast cancer, and she survived it, of course. And I said, wow, that's amazing. And when I hear somebody that has survived, it's amazing, and it's really neat to hear that.
Do you want to continue this? I mean, I know this is your last year at Selling Tom, but have you thought about bringing it to the principal to continue it each year, even while you're gone? Or?
Well, I just hope that they continue this. and even maybe at my other school, I can keep it going.
This whole thing was motivated by my friend Linda at work. You were really, really concerned about just making sure that she was going to survive and go through all this, and you came and you saw her.
She was fine.
She looks good,
okay,
huh?
And her hair was growing back.
Yeah, and she's smiling a lot.
Yeah.
That did something to you when you were able to actually meet someone that was had a possibility of getting sicker, and you didn't want that to happen. I was your age when I found out that my mom had breast cancer, and 40 years ago, it wasn't very common to hear that, and I didn't really know what that word meant. Now, when you hear the word cancer, it's kind of scary, huh?
Yeah.
Back when I was 10, I didn't really know what to think of it, and me being the youngest of a family of five, nobody really would tell me a whole lot, and so when my mom came back from the hospital, and unfortunately, she lost a breast to breast cancer. I didn't really know what was going on, and they just told me, you know, she's really sick, and they didn't have all the technology or the money back then, and fortunately they had some stuff that was able to help her, and now she's 93 years old. And doing good, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty healthy.
Yeah, she's real healthy. So I wouldn't have even thought twice or didn't on trying to raise money like you are. I mean, that's something that I'm so proud of you on. It's amazing.
That was 11-year-old Tiana Molina talking with her mom, Vedette. Tiana thinks she might want a career in radio or TV someday, so remember her name. You heard it here first. Voices for the Cure is made possible in association with the Southern Arizona affiliate of Susan G. Komen for the Cure. More information is available online at komen.sa.z.org.